This podcast was produced by ORFM Dunedin with support from New Zealand On the Air.
Caring for animals means protecting them, but sometimes it also means knowing when to let go. It sounds like a contradiction. We spend so much time trying to protect and care for animals, yet sometimes the most humane decision we can make is to end their life. Not out of convenience, not out of indifference, but to prevent suffering that can't be relieved in any other way. Imagine a dog that's been part of a family for over 10 years. It used to run to the door, wag its tail, and chase after toys. But over time, things change. It starts moving slowly, stops eating as much. Some days, it even struggles to stand. The vet says there are options, but none will cure the problem. Only treatments that might delay things slightly while the pain continues. So the question becomes, are we keeping them alive for them or for us? This is the reality behind euthanasia. It's not just a scientific decision, it's a deeply human one. However, the story doesn't just stop at your pet. Animal euthanasia goes so much further than that, beyond a vet clinic and into the wider world, whether it be on farms with livestock or in nature with wildlife. My name is Sapphire, and today we unpack the science, ethics, and emotions behind animal euthanasia, when it's used, how it's done, and why people feel so differently about it. Let's dive in. So, when is euthanasia considered the best option for an animal, and how is it different across pets, farm animals, and wildlife? It all comes down to quality of life. In veterinary science, quality of life isn't just a vague idea. It's something that can be assessed through observable signs. These include pain levels, appetite, hydration, mobility, behaviour, and overall responsiveness. When an animal is experiencing ongoing pain, severe illness, or loss of normal function, with no realistic chance of recovery, continuing life may actually prolong suffering. In those cases, euthanasia may be considered the most humane option. However, decision is really simple. It often involves uncertainty, emotional attachment, and ethical judgment. For pets, this is often a deeply personal decision. Veterinarians assess multiple factors. Can the animal eat and drink normally? Can it move without significant pain? Does it still respond to people or its environment? There are structured tools like quality of life scales that help guide these decisions. However, age and treatability also play a role. An older animal with a manageable condition may still have a good quality of life, while a younger animal with a severe, untreatable disease may not. In both situations, euthanasia may still be considered. For many owners, the hardest part isn't understanding the science, it's deciding when the line has been crossed. In farm animals, the decision includes both welfare and practicality. If an animal is severely injured or has a disease that could spread, euthanasia may prevent prolonged suffering and protect the rest of the herd. There's also the consideration of treatment. If treatment would cause extended pain, stress, or has very low chance of success, it may not be the most ethical option. So, while emotion is still present, decisions in farming are often made more quickly, with a focus on preventing unnecessary suffering and prevention of spreading contagious diseases to the rest of the herd. For wildlife, the situation is often immediate. An animal hit by a car, poisoned, or severely injured may be unable to survive independently. Unlike pets, wildlife can't rely on long-term human care without compromising their natural behaviour or survival instincts. In these cases, euthanasia may be the most humane option to prevent a slow and painful death in the wild. While the situations differ, the goal is the same: to reduce suffering when recovery isn't guaranteed or possible at all. One important thing to understand is that animals don't experience pain in the same way humans think about it. They don't understand long-term recovery or future improvement. What they experience is the present pain, discomfort, or stress. This is why prolonging life isn't always the kindest option. For example, an animal with advanced cancer might still be alive, but if it's constantly in pain, unable to eat properly, and no longer interacting with others or the environment, its quality of life is already significantly reduced. In contrast, An animal with a temporary injury might be in pain, but has a clear path to recovery. The distances with the suffering is temporary or permanent. So, what makes the methods of euthanasia humane, and how do standards and practices vary depending on the species or setting? Scientifically, a humane death for animals is defined as one that causes unconsciousness, followed by death without pain, fear, or distress. Euthanasia methods are designed around the central nervous system. The goal is to shut down the brain activity quickly, meaning the animal loses awareness before the body stops functioning. For pets, euthanasia is usually performed through injections into a vein. Typically, there are two stages. First, a sedative or anesthetic is given. This puts the animal into a relaxed state or deep sleep. Then, a second injection, often a drug like pentobarbital, is administered. This depresses the brain and stops the heart. If an animal is already awake, a single injection may be used. However, the sedative is preferred because it prevents any possible discomfort or muscle reactions. When done properly, the animal is not aware of the moment of death. For farm animals, similar methods may be used, but there are additional challenges. Large animals like horses or cattle can be dangerous to handle if they're in pain or distress. That's why sedation is especially important for both animal welfare and human safety. In some cases, vein access may be difficult, so injections can be given into the abdomen, although this works more slowly. Another widely accepted method is the use of firearms or captive bolt devices. These methods are designed to cause instant unconsciousness by directly affecting the brain. However, they must be carried out by trained individuals to ensure they're truly humane and safe. For wild animals, handling is often not possible. To minimize stress and risk, methods like remote injections, firearms, or inhaled gases may be used depending on the situation. The key priority is always the same. Minimize the stress, act quickly, ensure unconsciousness before death. From a biological perspective, the key focus is the brain. Pain is only experienced if the brain is conscious enough to process it. That's why euthanasia methods prioritize shutting down brain activity first. Once consciousness is lost, the animal is no longer aware of what's happening. This is also why improper methods or poorly performed procedures are considered inhumane. If an animal remains conscious during the process, it may experience fear or distress, which goes against the entire purpose of euthanasia. Strict guidelines exist to ensure that doesn't happen. It's important to understand that humane doesn't always look peaceful or gentle to human observers. Instead, it means that from a scientific perspective, the animal experiences the least possible suffering. So, how do cultural beliefs, public opinion, and personal values shape attitudes towards animal euthanasia? Cultural beliefs play a huge role. Some people view animals primarily in terms of their role, like livestock or wildlife, while others see them as companions or even family members, and some just don't care at all. These perspectives influence how euthanasia is understood, whether it's seen as compassionate, necessary, or even wrong. Public opinion is often shaped by personal experience. Someone who has had to euthanize a pet may see it as an act of kindness by relieving suffering when nothing else could. Others may struggle with the idea of choosing when a life ends, especially if they haven't experienced that situation firsthand. There are also ethical and sometimes religious perspectives that influence these views. Some beliefs prioritize the preservation of life at all costs, while others focus on the prevention of suffering as the highest priority. Because of this, there is no single correct viewpoint. That is what makes this topic so complex. It sits between science and emotions, facts and values.
I think euthanasia is fine for pets and farm animals, but not on wildlife, because, like, what's the point?
Euthanasia is bad. How dare you kill an animal that cannot decide whether it wants to live or not? That's horrible. I can't believe anyone would do that. No, I don't think people should euthanize their animals. They shouldn't euthanize anything that can't say yes or no. Horrible thing.
I think think that euthanasia for farm animals and pets is sometimes necessary if that pet is going to suffer a painful death if euthanasia is not taken.
In my opinion, animal euthanasia is a humane way to put animals that are old, sick, and in a lot of pain out of their misery. This goes for any animals, farm animals, wild animals, pets. If they are in a lot of pain, I would rather have my... I have a cat, and if I knew that he was in a lot of pain, I would rather him be put down in a humane way than let him suffer till he passes on his own.
My opinion is I'm not a fan of euthanasia personally, but I understand that it is required when an animal might be suffering or is suffering from something that can't be cured or fixed. I understand that it's needed, usually in all three-ish areas. I'm not so sure about wildlife. I don't have an opinion when it comes to the wildlife.
In terms of animal cruelty, I believe that animal euthanasia is a good thing because when it comes to quality of life, there are certain afflictions and illnesses that livestock or pets may be under, fall under, receive, contract, all that, that will deteriorate their ability to move, to eat, or even just comfort, allow them to feel comfortable in the kindest, most humane thing to do is to rid them of that burden fully. And it'd be cruel to not. So I believe euthanasia is a good thing.
In my opinion, the euthanization of animals, generally speaking, is okay. Granted, it is performed under professional settings. With pets, the cases where euthanization becomes a possibility means that the situation is likely nearing a point where other options may be too risky or unethical. In these cases, if euthanization is the best way to subdue and ease the situation, then I do not see a problem with the euthanization of pets. In the cases of farm animals, I believe given justifiable reasons such as to end suffering from illness, disease, or injury, the euthanization of farm animals is also okay. However, with the euthanization of farm animals who have simply less proficient performance, questions around the ethicality of euthanization rise for me. I would never advocate for putting down an animal for not producing as well as it once did. And finally, the euthanization of wild animals. For these animals, my previous opinions around ending the suffering of an animal still stand. In addition to these reasons, population management involves the euthanization of pests. In these cases, it is mostly beneficial to the overall environment, allowing other species to have a fairer chance at survival.
There is also a noticeable difference in how people respond to euthanasia depending on the animal. For example, many people feel strongly about euthanasia in pets, but may not think as deeply about it in farm animals. This raises an important question. Do we value animals differently based on their role in our lives? And if so, should that affect how we approach their suffering? These are ethical questions without clear answers, but they're an important part of the conversation. What does it mean to give an animal a good death? It means recognizing when science, ethics, and compassion all point in the same direction. It means understanding that care isn't just about keeping something alive, but about preventing unnecessary suffering. When carried out properly and ethically, euthanasia in animals is not an act of cruelty or surrender. Rather, it is a decision made to prioritize animal welfare, even though the circumstances and justifications may vary across different settings. Sometimes, the kindest thing we can do is let go.
This podcast was produced by ORFM Dunedin with support from New Zealand On the Air.